Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, August 21st. Minutes after the Kota Kinabalu High Court made its decision over the dissolution of the Sabah State Assembly, Tan Sri Musa Aman and 32 other state assemblymen filed an appeal. On July 29th, Musa announced that he was forming a new government, which had received a simple majority to take over the Shafi-led state government.
Kerajaan yang sedia ada di Sabah, kerajaan warisan, akan menggunakan segala kekuatan yang ada untuk mempertahankan kerajaan mereka. Kita pula perlu bekerja kuat untuk kita pastikan rakyat ataupun pengundi memberikan sokongan kepada kita.
However, to counter the former chief minister's political manoeuvring, Shafi called for the state assembly to be dissolved. Yang di-Pertua Negeri Tun Juhar Mahirudin consented to the dissolution. The inquest proceedings into the death of Irish-French teenager Nora Anne Quarin, which will begin on Monday, August 24th at the Coroner's Court Seremban Court Complex, will be live-streamed. According to the Federal Court Chief Registrar's Office, the public could follow the inquest through the Malaysian Judiciary website, its Facebook account and YouTube channel starting Monday at 9 a.m. M. Santhia, who was charged with the murder of a newborn baby today, failed in her bid to be released on bail. The college student was charged with causing the death of a newborn at Sri Ivory Apartment Bandar Baru Air Hitam at 8:20 a.m. on July 10th. The Kuala Lumpur Magistrates Court today acquitted and discharged lawyer-cum-activist Siti Kasim on a charge with obstructing a Federal Territory Islamic Religious Department Jawi officer from discharging her public duty during an event at a hotel in 2016. According to Magistrate Taufik Afandi Chin, the prosecution failed to prove the elements of the charge under Section 186 of the Penal Code. A 6.9 magnitude quake struck eastern Indonesia, the US Geological Survey reported, but there was no tsunami warning issued and no immediate reports of casualties or major damage. Under cover of darkness, thieves vanished with 150-kilogram strongbox containing around $9,500 paid as admission fees to the Igaru Ninja Museum in central Japan. The museum is dedicated to the legend of the ninja, famous for secrecy and stealth, is home to one of the two most famous ninja clans in southwest Tokyo. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.